Welcome to the 1 Minute Rental Car Podcast. I am your host, Shannon DeAndre, and we're talking about all things rental car, giving you the information that you need, even though you don't even know that you need it, and doing it all in 1 minute. So let's get into it. Today, we're talking about the drop-off, and the drop-off is that period of time at the end of your rental when you drop your car off back at a rental car center or at a rental car operator. You're going to make sure that you grab every single item that you have left in the car. You know why? Because those items are your responsibility, and you cannot put the responsibility of those items on the rental car company. You have to take every effort to make sure that you grab everything that's in your car from the front of the vehicle to the back of the vehicle, all the way to the inside the trunk. Doesn't matter where it is. You need to make sure that you grab and search through all those areas and make sure that you get everything that is yours. The secondary thing is, make sure that if you are leaving your rental car at a rental car operator, that the keys go in the proper box to make sure that you get your car returned properly. And if you're returning to a rental car center, make sure that you have an agent. Give yourself enough time to have an agent return your car and give you a receipt. If you know, verify this, if you know that your rental, that you have an email on file, you can have them email it to you, and that is all fine and good. But there are points and times where those cars do not get checked in. You may even get an email 3, 4, 5 days later saying that your vehicle has not been checked in. We need to figure out what's going on with it when you know that you returned it. You know what that means? That means that you need to allot yourself enough time to return that vehicle, be able to stand, wait for a receipt, and then go to the airport to go ahead and catch your flight, or go ahead and leave and continue on doing whatever it is that you're doing that day. All right. So make sure that you give yourself enough time when you're returning your vehicle that you can perform everything you need to perform and do everything properly that you need to do to make sure that you make this process as smooth as possible for yourself, because the more you take time to make it smooth for yourself, you don't have to worry about them making it smooth for you. And that's the 1 minute.